you know deep down that you should have gone. The feeling you have deep down is yourself, is the truth that you should have seen, that you didn't. It's the reality that you should have lived in, that you didn't live in. And this will haunt you forever. That is why I'm telling you that if you don't live for yourself, if you don't live life, if you don't create your own reality, live with your own ideas, live for someone else's ideas, then you will regret it. Because you will go on your deathbed and you will think, I didn't live at all. I wish I could have gone back. And the worst thing that can happen to a person is this. When you're on your deathbed, saying, I wish I could have gone back. That is the exact reason that you should create your own reality. And I know I keep repeating the same thing, and it might be annoying, but I keep repeating it so it can be in your mind unconsciously. And I'm telling you now, the worst feeling and the worst thing that can possibly happen to someone is losing themselves and representing someone else's idea, living someone else's vision. That is the worst thing that can happen to someone. You know, humans aren't just beings. They're spiritual beings. They're powerful beings. And you have a soul. You have a reality. You have a truth. Everything was made for you specifically. And you giving all that up just so you can live for someone else, just so you can obey someone else, that is the worst. That is the biggest disrespect you can do to yourself. Now, after saying all of this to you, after begging you, repeating the same thing over and over again, I want to ask you, have you finally realized the lie you're living in? Will you continue lying to yourself, telling yourself, right, this person is telling me this, but I can't just change everything, you know, reality is hard. It's not. Make your own reality. If you have ideas, think about them, write them down, live your ideas, because one day you'll regret not doing it. So I'm telling you one more time. I'm going to ask you this one more time. Will you continue living the way you are right now? Or will you finally live for yourself? Will you see the potential you have? And will you seek this potential? Will you fight for yourself? Or will you let yourself obey someone else's ideology, someone else's vision? Will you copy someone else? So I've talked about the consequences, I've given you examples, but now we're in the most important part of this episode, and it's the solution. How do you take yourself out of the cycle? How do you save yourself? How do you stop copying someone else? Well, when you stand up for yourself, when you finally break away from this horrible cycle, and when you want to start making your own reality, the universe won't let you. It won't. It's going to give you challenges. It's going to want to see how badly you want it. Every successful person that has made their own reality and that has influenced other people have been in a point in their life where they were following someone else, and they had to go through specific challenges which targeted their limits, targeted their boundaries, but they overcame them, and now they're here. They've reached the highest potential they had. They've made their reality, they have seeked their truth, and now they're living life. Instead of copying them, you have to go through your own challenges. Everyone's truth is different. Everyone's potential is different. And the same way everyone's potentials are different, the challenges will be built for them. The challenges will be built to target your own boundaries. Now, how do you go through these challenges? These challenges, they become hard every time you overcome them. They're going to be harder and harder and harder every time you go a step in front. But none of them will be impossible. Don't ever forget this. no challenge will be too high and hard for you to overcome. Everything you have in your life, every challenge you have gone through, was specifically built for you, was specifically built to target your, you know, the top of your limit. And if there's a challenge in your life that you think you can't handle, remember this. The universe will not give you something you cannot handle. Everything, every challenge that has been given to you was because the universe or God or anything you worship knew that you can overcome them and you have the power to be bigger than the challenge. Now, the first way to overcome these difficulties, these problems, the first step is accepting them. Do not run away from the difficulties that have been given to you. Because there's a reason that they were given to you, you know, not your friends, not your child if you have one, not your family members. If this problem was given to you, then you have the power to overcome it. And there's a reason, and you know this reason why you have to overcome them. So accept it. Accept this challenge that has been given to you and fight it. Don't try to look for ways to pass it. Don't try to skip over steps that you know you cannot skip. If you try to look for a shortcut, then your path will only take longer. So overcome it. Destroy the challenge. Pass the difficulties. And go in front. You have the power to do it. When a human is born perfect. Innocent, pure, new, uninfluenced, and ready to conquer the world. This power will never leave you. As much as you be influenced, as much as you lose this purity, this innocence, this power, this spiritual power will never leave you. And if it never leaves you, then you can be sure that you will never lose to any single problem this world has to offer. Don't see yourself as a weak being. You're powerful, you're strong. And understand the power you have and valorize it. See value in yourself and the power you have and the potential you have. See the reality you can have. See the potential you have. And take the rope and pull yourself up. No matter how many thorns are on the rope, you have to hold on and you have to push yourself up. Because in the end, I promise you, happiness will always be there. And I hope you, that you're listening to this episode right now, I hope that you, when you're on your deathbed, you remember the days you worked so hard. You remember the days where you had to suffer. And you think, I lived for myself. I made a legacy. And now I can die in peace. Discover yourself. Discover your truth. And then accept the truth. Success is waiting for you. But, of course, there's a price to everything. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to fight for yourself? Are you willing to fight for the value, for the potential you have? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget, there is nothing said in this podcast besides the truth. If you want to start this long and influential journey to self-discovery, make sure to go to our website, www.dnaplus.com.